For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let us begin the 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones closes at a record high. It was up 65 points today. Dow Jones closed 41,240. That is a record high close. S&P 500 was down 17 points. NASDAQ was down 152 points. So mixed day to start the trading week on Wall Street. Told you earlier in the show, we have a chance for you to win tickets. Very good country show. Stars and Strings coming to Hard Rock Live November 14th. And that's Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. And we have a different code word every day. Code word today is country. So text the word country to 20357. You can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Text the word country to 20357. It's some media activity in Coral Gables today. Mario Cristobal talked with the media. Dan Radakovich, the athletic director, spoke to the media. He mentioned that Miami has sold its 4,000 ticket allotment for Saturday. Quote, we're really excited about the opportunity to play Florida in the Swamp. You're going to have 4,000 or more rabid Canes fans up there on Saturday. Look out.
We'll have 90,000.
Not by the third quarter, you won't.
You're excited about four in a stadium of 100,000. Yeah, y'all are going to be in the left top east, northeast corner. I know where y'all are going to sit, way up there. You're not going to hear anything. It is what it is. I'm sorry. You're in the Swamp. We come down to Hard Rock Stadium. We'll probably be 50-50. But, yeah, you're in the Swamp. There, yeah, it's going to be embarrassing.
You and Trump so concerned with crowd size. I'm concerned with results. Results, baby.
Old Cam Ward. And Cam Ward hadn't had 90,000 booing his ass yet either. So we're just going to see. We're going to see, Hawk. Let's see
you
what
happens. You don't boo greatness. You don't boo greatness.
See, let him throw a pick.
Are there player props for college football on the Hard Rock app? Hard Rock doesn't do, because it depends on the state, whether you're allowed to do collegiate player props. And I have a feeling that Florida doesn't allow it, but maybe I'm wrong.
I could. That's tough. I'm not even gonna lie. From and we're gamblers. Like, I'm not bad mouthing anything, but to have kid player props, that kind of that made me feel funny. Even saying
some states allow it. I'm not certain that Florida does.
Cause hey, Willie,
I don't see.
You gotta get 42 yards today, Willie.
I don't see any player props on the Hard Rock app, Hawk.
Yeah.
Let's see. So they're 2.5-point favorites. FIU, your Panthers, Steve Goldstein, Goldie on the call, along with Kim Bocamper, and Billy Gill has been named part of the broadcast team. Direct slap in the face to you, Solana.
It's not. You tried.
I believe it is.
You tried to fish over the weekend with that text. Billy Gill's been
on.
He's been doing some football broadcasts now with
what
FIU.
What makes him more worthy of broadcasting FIU games than you?
Mm. Well, I'm doing some FIU soccer games this year. I told you that.
I'm talking football here.
Oh, that's a big thing.
I mean, why should he get the games, not you? You have a more prominent role on this show than he does on his show.
Ooh.
Paws up, Papa.
I'm not letting you do this. I'm not letting you divide two FIU graduates over the air. I'm not letting you do this.
Right.
I love Billy
okay,
Gill.
Okay, fine.
I love
hey,
Billy
you wanna
Gill.
Do you want to cede all the accolades to that bum and, you know, be – I mean, I'm pissed when they have Will Manso, you know, back to speak to a communications class. They should be me.
I'm not letting you do this, man. Even if
well,
I agree,
sounds like you're scared of Billy Gill.
Even if I agree yeah. with you, I'm not letting you do this.
Y'all get degrees at FIU?
You know, mine never came in the mail, which is interesting that you bring that up.
Crowder never got got his degree.
Had no intention.
FIU, by the way, is a 21.5 point underdog at Indiana. So that's Saturday at 3:30 as well. Which game will you watch, Solana?
I got
FIU or UM Florida?
I got split screen action, baby. FIU on one TV, and I got UM on the other.
Jimmy, go ahead. Give a little love to St. Thomas. I know you want to mention your alma mater.
Before the UM game, St. Thomas plays at noon against Fort Lauderdale.
Is that home?
It is a home game.
All right. You going?
No, I'm not, because I'm working this weekend.
Gotcha.
Hmm. What they putting in the stands? 20, 30,000?
About 200. Hey, but that's more than a Marlins game.
There you go, Jimmy. We'll always have that.
There you go, Jimmy.
Then Florida State, when do they play? This is September 2nd. What is that? Is that a Monday?
Yeah, they play on Labor Day. They always do.
Oh.
Remember,
Florida State always plays on Labor Day?
UMFSU used to be on Labor Day. They played like two or three straight years in the mid-aughts on Labor Day.
Florida State's a 17.5 point favorite over Boston College. No, sir. You ain't get me twice.
Yeah, Jack.
No, sir.
Had a lot to do with that quarterback last year. They fell off when he got
All right,
him.
Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, a man snubbed by FIU over and over again for one Billy Gill.
I'm on some FIU soccer broadcast, Hog. I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know what happened.
Billy was busy those days.
Big time.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
So you're like Bosch and Billy Gill. Who's he? D Wade or LeBron?
Braun. And FIU tells Solana go stand in the corner and get out of his way.
You got Billy Gill and Pitbull,
mm-hmm.
and then you're Chris Bosch.
Oh, if you're doing that, he's Norris Cole.
Yeah, just try to keep your tooth in on that sideline this weekend, Crowder. All right.
Stand in the corner, Solana. Talk about soccer.
Yeah, Sammy texts in. I work for Hard Rock Bet. No player props in Florida for college football. Yeah, I thought so.
Player props for the Dolphins, though, brother. Let me know.
I don't know. Do we know anything heading into, like, do we feel the same way about the Dolphins that we do about week one of college football? I mean, we know a little bit more. I'm really perplexed, though, week one, Trevor Lawrence and the Jags. Like, this, to me, like, I was thinking about this before the show today. Like, after that game, what can we absolutely not be saying?
The offense isn't good anymore.
Like, there's certain things that Tua absolutely has no time, or the running game cannot develop, offensive line related stuff. Like, what can we absolutely not be saying? I don't want to see. And again, I know that Friday night's game, there were no defensive starters in there. But, you know, Trevor Lawrence can't look like Baker Mayfield in that series. Just, you know, picking him apart. Like, I have a little bit of agita about week one.
He can. Trevor Lawrence can go and put 28 on the board and look great and have 300 yards passing. But Tua then has to have 400 yards passing and put 42 up. The thing the thing we can't say is the Dolphins scored 12 points in a game. Like, our offense has to hit. That's where this team is based around. That's where we put our money. We just gave Tyreek $30 million, Jalen Waddle $28 million. Like, our offense has to hit. That's the biggest fear is that we can't score touchdowns anymore, and that's when the year's over.
And that's exactly what happened last year, week one. If you guys remember, Dolphins at Chargers, week one. Chargers scored 34 points. They hammered the Dolphins defense. We had a ton of questions about Vic Fangio after week one. But guess what? Tua in the offense scored 36. Like, they look like they were firing on all cylinders that game. The same has to happen week one against Jacksonville.
Right. I'm kind of with that. We cannot come out of week one saying, hey, if they're only going to put 14 points on the board, then we're in trouble, because then we really are in trouble.
Anthony Weaver has to figure it out. Let's figure out the other who's on the other side of Jalen Ramsey at cornerback, who's going to be the guy. Like, there's a lot of ifs on defense. Offensively, McDaniel, Tua, go score 40. We'll figure the rest out on the back end.
Bro, if we have questions about the offense after week one, that's scary. Because remember, short week against Buffalo week two. Like, that's a big, big game. I know it sounds silly week two, but we talked about how deep and how tough that schedule is the last 7 weeks of the season. You better take advantage, especially against division opponents.
The first 2 weeks are tough, right? Jacksonville and Buffalo. I think those are tough games. Then you've got, what, Seattle, I think? And I don't know if Seattle's going to be good or not, because Geno Smith's kind of a wild card. Sometimes he looks like an MVP. Other times he doesn't. So, and then week four, I think, is that Tennessee matchup.
Yeah, Monday Night Football, week four. Yeah. You're at Seattle week
three. The first
three.
2 weeks, man, Jacksonville and Buffalo, in my opinion, not pushovers. So you can make a statement either way after those first two games.
Yeah. And AFC, a big AFC statement, and especially in the East, playing Buffalo that early.
Yep.
But no, Trevor got his money, Josh got his money, Tua got his money. We're going to see in 2 weeks, are all y'all worth this money? Trevor didn't show it last year to justify what he got. Tua showed last year to justify his money. But now they're head-to-head. Like I said, Tua, go score 40. I don't think the defense is going to give up 28, 30 points. Go score 40, we're good to go.
I also think, you know, with all the offensive line questions, Tua was asked about it today. I know we're going to play the audio later. And he basically said, brother, and he used brother, I get the ball out quick, so I'm not worried about it. But what about the running game? You know Raheem Mostert, what he did last year. Hopefully Devon Achane stays healthy. We know what he's capable of. Now you add Jalen Wright to the mix. I want to see, like, that get better. Starting week one, they were great last year. McDaniel's the run game guru. Like, how is that going to look, especially when you add another interesting element with Jalen Wright? Like, I think you have to come away saying, not only did the offense look good and they're picking up where they left off early last year, but also they're going to look much better this year, and they can beat conference opponents, especially at home.
Yeah. And McDaniel's had, what, 7 months now sitting at home? He doesn't sleep. I can tell how he talks, he doesn't sleep well. He's been drawing up some crap in his basement, his man cave, for months now. It's going to be that first game against Jacksonville. I guarantee it's some plays that you're going to be like, oh, that was cool as hell. Just figuring out different stuff, the reverses, double handoffs, and all that stuff. That's what people do. Those Rain Men offensive minds, they come up with so much crazy stuff. It should be a very exciting time. And we couldn't say this in the past for a long time. When we get the ball on offense, you should sit on the edge of your seat because something fun is about to happen.
All right, let's get headlines here so we don't get too far behind.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Just kind of recapping. But I think everybody knows by now, Mike White has been cut by the team. So Skylar Thompson, as it stands right now, is the only other quarterback on the roster. Mike White had a $3.5 million salary that wasn't guaranteed. So it'll be a $1.7 million dead money cap hit. And the Dolphins save a little bit of cash. I wouldn't be surprised if either they pick up an offensive lineman that's been waived or cut elsewhere, or if they trade. That's something Chris Greer did last year, not for an offensive lineman, but on the defensive side. You have some open roster spots. Tomorrow is the deadline at 4 p.m. Go trade for somebody else to shore up those offensive line concerns.
I have to see who the 53-man roster is by 4 o'clock tomorrow. But then a couple of those, you know, bubble guys who make the 53 might end up getting cut when someone does become available that perhaps the Dolphins covet.
Yeah.
Can you guys see any scenario where Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't make this roster?
Doesn't make the roster? No. I think they would have let him know by now as a courtesy. Like, whether he plays or not in the first week or so, that remains to be seen, but he's going to make the roster.
Okay.
It was just, he's a bonus guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play a snap, and I wouldn't be surprised if he has 3 touchdowns in week 4. Like, right. He's just a bonus person on this team. We can still run this. The offense we're talking about, still going to run amazing. Let's throw him in. If y'all going to double team these guys, Odell can go over there and get open off a linebacker. I think that's what he's going to be.
If he is put on the IR, which, by the way, he's still technically on the PUP list. Again, we'll know tomorrow. If he does start the season there, he will miss at least the first 4 weeks, which is where Isaiah Wynn, Bradley Chubb, and Cameron Good will start the season as well. They'll be out at least 4 weeks. As I mentioned, no decision yet on OBJ. No decision yet on the Dolphins center, Aaron Brewer.
All right.
Georgia Tech stole headlines during the sports weekend, beating FSU 24-21 in Ireland.
Yeah.
So DJ Uyunglele, who transferred to FSU, everybody was very upset with him, Seminole fans specifically, because of his 19 completions, 13 were for 5 yards or less. So they're kind of calling him the Ryan Tannehill of college football right
now. We lived through that offense for many, many years.
Yeah. Check down Charlie. What they call
Jarvis Landry, 8 in that offense.
14 receptions, 17 yards. What?
Hey, Crowder, you were in Orlando. Did you see who won the Little League World Series yesterday?
No. Who?
I believe it's a team around Orlando. Lake Mary from Florida won the Little League World Series yesterday. Dramatic finish to that game, by the way.
Yeah, I'm a grown man. I'm watching them babies run around.
I mean, it's a Florida team winning a Little League World Series for the first time ever.
Solana, I have multiple mortgages. I have mouths to feed. You think I'm worried about Lake Mary's baseball team, 12U?
Hated being out there when it was my kid.
I mean, I get bored in the 6th inning of LeChance game. I'm not watching these little boys run around.
All right. Scratch that off my headlines. All right, let's try this again. Inter Miami, they beat FC Cincinnati 2-0 on Saturday night. They've clinched a spot in the MLS playoffs with 8 games remaining. That's the third quickest to ever do it. Luis Suarez, he scored 31 seconds into the game, the quickest goal in club history. That goal was his 17th goal across all competitions this season, which has already topped the best goal-scoring contribution in club history, which was El Pipita Higuain, who had 16 a couple years ago. But guess what? Suarez topped that 5 minutes later. He had 2 goals in the first 7 minutes of the game.
No.
Where you at, Taylor Twellman? Where you at?
I lost track here. I don't know what's going on.
No, Hockey beat that El Papito El Mayin. I was listening, Solana.
So Inter Miami leads the Supporter Shield race. They have 56 points right now. Supporter Shield is awarded to the MLS team with the most points at the end of the season, best overall record. Despite Messi now missing 12 straight games, they are zooming into the postseason.
Are you ever going to stop? We let you get a couple minutes, man.
This is a major sport in Miami.
Is Messi going to be back for the playoffs?
There is no guarantee that he will be back for the playoffs. My best guess is, yes, he will try to go for the playoffs, but there is no guarantee yet.
What shield do they have?
The supporter shield.
It's
like the President's Trophy in the NHL. Wait, we're the home of Inter Miami. Show a little respect.
You push it, man. I was listening. And you start pushing it.
Does sound like a dumb name. Supporter Shield Trophy.
It's ridiculous. Ooh, 17. Yeah, he's shattered.
The Marlins open their
Chiefs. They have waived a quarterback, Ian Book.
Notre Dame.
On him?
I remember Ian Book. He was hella, he was good in college.
Want him? Want him?
He wasn't better than El Papito Aymayin.
Should we bring back Dolphins question of the day? Ian Book or Taylor Heinicke as your third string quarterback?
I remember that.
Not a football noise.
The Marlins open up a West Coast road trip. They'll start with four straight in Colorado. They play the Rockies tonight. First pitch will be at 8:40 p.m.
All right.
Hawk, you saw the White Sox 31-100 after losing yesterday. That is Major League Baseball's worst record through 131 games in over 107 years.
It is wild how bad the White Sox are. Like, wild.
Finally, guys, I have a sad story here. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
There is only 630 Mr. Softy ice cream trucks left in the United States. And they're only found, those 630, across 21 states. At one point, the Mr. Softy ice cream trucks were at over 2,000 trucks across the U.S.
I don't know if I've ever seen one other than New York. New York, you see the Mr. Softy trucks, but where I grew up in Chicago or down here when Dave was growing up and the ice cream truck would come, it was just a good ice cream truck. It wasn't Mr. Softy.
What put ice cream trucks out of business?
I don't think they're out of business, but a lot of gated communities can't get into, like the, you know, we used to get the ice cream truck at our house in Boca because it wasn't gated. But I think because of a lot of, you know, and zoning's different or whatever, but we used to get ours at school. Ice cream truck would pull up, but it was a good humor truck. Wasn't Mr. Softy. Well, Mr. Softy, you see on every corner in New York.
We had ice cream trucks and you get excited, but I'm like, what, why are there not ice cream trucks anymore? I don't know if it, but they weren't food trucks when I was a kid. Like now it's food trucks everywhere and stuff. So I don't know if it's transferring or whatever, but yeah, I don't see ice cream trucks. I haven't seen ice cream truck in Davie for 20 years.
I used to have the same thing on the corner of whether it was Debonair or Arvida, which are the schools I went to. You'd have the ice cream truck waiting right outside. But you're right. It wasn't a Mr. Softy ice cream truck.
You know what they have now? Speaking of Little League, I remember at the end of like David's Little League games, there was the Kona ice truck. They had that Kona ice. They give you the big thing of ice, but then you get to put your own juice on it at the side of the truck.
That's good.
Jimmy, you have any interest in driving an ice cream truck if I buy one?
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. All right. You good with direction?
Let me get my phone. I'll use my Apple Maps.
All right. and you're driving the ice cream truck, you know, you got that song playing, kids come running, so you got to have your head on a swivel.
I will.
All right. What's your favorite ice cream truck treat?
The what's that? The red, white, and blue popsicle?
Cheetos.
Yeah, there you go. A bomb pop.
Mm, that's what I was thinking.
Screwball.
Oh, Solana loved the screwball.
Oh, I love the screwball with the two balls, though.
Huh?
Hey, you know they have the little gumballs at the bottom.
That was a special. That was the special the driver made for you.
they only made it for that was Solana. Solana special.
You guys ever got the afilador truck coming around Boca?
What is that?
Afilador, like the sharp knifing or the knife sharpening trucks. Those don't make the it up to Broward. The knife sharpening truck.
That music is like scary as hell. It sounds like a horror film.
What is it? You run out of your house with knives and they sharpen them?
So you remember, you know, obviously the truck would come by, the ice cream truck would come by with the little ice cream truck music in Miami. I see him once every month. You have the same type of idea, but it's a guy who will sharpen your knives, your scissors, any sharp object, he'll sharpen it for
Lori
you.
Lori would love that. Every time we walk past Sur La Table at Meisner Park, they have a little sandwich board, and it says, dull knife, bring it inside, $5.
Yeah.
And then I always make the same joke. I go, what about a dull wife? How much is that? What can you do about that, Stuart Latob?
People get their knives sharpened professionally?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently this is a thing. I didn't know about it till we passed Sur La Table, and she was like, oh, I got to get my knives sharpened. I was like, yeah, what?
Yeah, really? And they got the little thing, the little zoop, 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 the little circle thing you slide your knives against.
I've seen it on cartoons.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. I do it myself. I sharpen my knives right at home.
Yeah, but that pales in comparison to the official El Afilador. I mean, that guy comes.
El Afilador. Yeah, I'm excited about that. I want to use that term now.
That guy comes around your house. I mean, you hear literally everybody.
El camión de afilador. El camión.
Everybody runs outside, literally bringing out their knives.
With knives, though.
With knives.
Everybody runs outside with knives.
With knives. Everybody.
Seems crazy.
And gets them sharpened at an ice cream truck.
It's an ice cream truck, but they sharpen knives.
And pays money.
You guys got to spend more time in Miami. I don't know what to tell you. Your weather, Remy Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Hot, but a pretty decent South Florida afternoon. That's your weather.
All right, I want to play something for Canes and Gators fans, I guess, but we'll get a little hype for Saturday and the broadcast here on 560 QAM.
Rozier throws, Langham, he's got it, into the end zone, touchdown, it's a touchdown, Darryl Langham at the pylon. On the right side of the end zone, 23 magical yards. Miami has the lead with 6 seconds to go in the game. There's pandemonium at the Dope.
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He's playing this song. Beatles released Hey Jude on this day in 1968.
Wow.
Also, on this day in 1994, Natural Born Killers was released to theaters.
That's a good movie.
That happens to be a good movie. It's not the typical movie that I would like, and I happen to really like that movie. Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis. They are so good in that movie. But it is violent, man.
Yeah. Woody was better when he was younger. His movies now are weird.
Does he do a lot of movies now?
But he's always just like, it's not as good. Like, I thought he was like an award-winning guy. And now when I see the movies, it's just like, yeah.
You ever seen Natural Born Killers, Solana?
Never seen Natural Born Killers, no.
Very high pace, frenetic.
Craziness.
Crazy. All right, I want to play something for everybody here. You know, Haynes Gators Saturday will be heard here on 560 WQAM. And Joe Zgacki, Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call. Josh Darrow on the sideline. And, of course, the executive producer, our own Victor Bermudez. The broadcast starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday. 11 a.m., we are going to get you ready for Canes Gators like no one else can. But here is something that Victor Bermudez has already produced for the game open, the local broadcast open that you'll hear on Saturday. This is a little hype, little intro, get you rolling. Imagine it is Saturday. Mm-hmm. Listening to 560 WQAM.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear Joe Zgacki on the narration on this. Little
one-sided.
Canes Gators broadcast getting underway. Here's what it's going to sound like.
Miami wins. There's bedlam at Hard Rock Stadium. It's a dream, but it is real. Jack Palmer, George, touchdown! Touchdown, Miami! Hurricanes win in overtime in the West End Zone. Mark Fletcher delivers the punch of the night.
Oh, a storm is coming, but you can't.
In his third year, Hurricanes head coach Mario Cristobal has rebuilt his program. And now the hunger of the fan base has been ignited. Creation is a grueling process, a lifetime of preparation and sacrifice. But when it comes into focus, the fear and the beauty can take your breath away. 3 years of building by Cristobal have led to this moment. The Hurricanes now are a team welded together, ready to meet the expectations. For a return to glory, the Canes are anchored by veterans like quarterback Cam Ward and wide receiver Xavier Restrepo. Caught by Restrepo for a touchdown and will be sparked by flashy youth like Reuben Bain. Under pressure, sack! Reuben Bain got him! What a play by the freshman from Central! Their roster is stacked, lending hope that this generation of Hurricanes will destroy anything in its path.
We've been at this for 2 years now, and we've been building this roster, building this culture, and there's been steady progress. You take another jump in terms of caliber of talent, development, culture, and now you really do a lot to address those things to take that next step as a program.
The 2024 journey will be hard, and it starts against the Florida Gators, continuing a forever feud. Miami has won! The Hurricanes have come all the way back! 28 unanswered points! After losing five straight to finish the 2023 season,
The Gator, too, have lofty dreams, but like Miami, are weighed down by the weight of the unfulfilled. The Hurricanes, with a new roster, are poised to make a statement, a declaration that this season is when you deliver, because
the storm is coming. Oh.
From Gainesville, a storm is coming as Miami meets Florida with everything to gain and everything to lose in the season opener coming up next.
The storm is coming.
Yes, sir. That is a Victor Bermudez joint. I am ready for the storm to be hitting Gainesville around 3:30 on Saturday.
We surprised by the storm coming. We see it on the radar. We know what's coming, and we have something to answer that storm.
You ain't got nothing to answer that storm. What are you talking about? It's like any other city that sees a storm coming. They know the storm's coming. Nothing you can do about it.
We got all the umbrellas.
What are you going to do? You can put up hurricane shutters?
We got hurricane shutters. That's what we got. In the end zone, on the goal line, we got hurricane shutters. Woo!
I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
Tuan Russell's going to join us on the show tomorrow. Will Manso's going to join us this week from Gainesville, proud Hurricane. She talked to Giselle this week, proud Hurricane. John Michaels, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. We're bringing them all out.
Maybe I'll call Fred.
I'm coming on my show.
If Chris Leak's available.
We used to have that, who was it? Who do we have on every year? Was it Shane Matthews?
Shane Matthews. He does radio and TV and stuff.
We used to have him on.
Danny Werfel.
Danny Werfel.
He came on once or twice.
Yeah. Well, we're not bringing any Gators on.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, you'll have to suffice.
I'll hold it down for the Gators. Don't worry about
it. Yeah.
I don't need nobody have my back. I got my own back.
We're going to do a show on Monday. We don't know if Crowder's going to be here. I don't even know if I'll be here, but Solana and Jimmy, someone will do a show on Monday. We'll have reaction.
You going to be sad?
I don't think so.
That's what all the favorites say.
I don't think so.
Tilden's not the favorite after the end of the game.
Woo! I'll save it till next week. Oh, I'm gonna torch Danny Cannell this week when he comes on, and I am going to torch you after that Canes game.
Or you're gonna rub my feet. One of the two.
Been a long time coming for this one.
We're going to see.
And I'm not coming anywhere near your feet.
They got to play football, Hawk. This the beautiful time of year. Talk all the trash you want, the ratings and rankings and whatever the hell you want. They have to line up at 3:30 on Saturday and kick that ball off to somebody. And then
that's right.
We're talking about that.
That's why I'm feeling confident, because it is right. Football, and I've seen your Gators.
Yeah. ACC team can't win the ACC.
Storm is coming.
Can't win the ACC, but y'all gonna just run through the SEC. We'll see. Trust
me. Storm is coming.
Trust me.
Come on, Billy. Use that song. Storm Duck has a good game. Storm is coming. Anyway, 5:00, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We're gonna hear some sound from Tua today. He spoke to the media. Get some headlines also.
It on third down.
Who's out there? Thomas or Maury?
Thomas.
Thomas, 8 of 9 in his field goals. His long one, 40. This will be a 34-yard try, and this is for a win. This could be for a national championship. It's up. Nested to the right.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.